Welcome to Geeks Are Wired, where we're talking about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things.
Told her.
Mm-hmm.
Told her what?
Too long didn't read.
I thought we had a thing.
No. Maybe. We'll make it a thing one day. So on microphone left, we'll start with Alex.
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm the dumb one that just shouts dumb stuff.
The told her of the show.
The told her. I told her. It was too long. I didn't want to read it.
But I wanted you to.
That's too long.
No.
Semicolon.
And next.
You guys should just have an entire like podcast.
just awkward me not getting things.
Your awkward, yeah. Awkward conversations with the pauses.
So you did. did you listen to it a couple of weeks ago?
No, I never listened to us.
It was the awkward sauce.
It was literally the awkward episode.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm so glad I'm back. I'm Jamie the Librarian.
Hi, Jamie the Librarian.
Oh, I'm special guest star Brad Pitt.
Hi, Brad.
A.K.A.
Jordan. Yeah, got your hopes up.
No.
Yeah.
You sound just like him.
I do. People tell me that. They say I look like him, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
These blind people?
Person in the mirror. That I look at every morning.
So like, Brad Pitt is telling you you look like Brad Pitt in the mirror?
Yes. Like, thank you, person in the mirror who might be me.
Wow.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Should have been Adrian Brody.
I should have been.
It's really satisfying to speak like that, isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly.
The Brody Grody. That's the best thing was that.
The Grody Brody.
Yeah. No, there's always Joseph.
That's right. Joseph. Remember, Alex? You never watched me walk on my wire.
I'll Joseph Gordon, leave it.
Exactly.
Leave it, don't want it.
Another Joseph Gordon. I like that his career is going into that. He's like, I'm the guy that plays an unnecessary biopics.
<He's> like, they made documentaries for.
I know. He's like, you saw me as a Frenchman. Now watch me as Snowden. Even though you can watch Snowden be Snowden in a really good documentary. You don't need the dramatic recreation from Oliver Stone.
We're going to see him in How to Make a Murder. And it's going to be Stephen Avery.
Or he'll be Brendan. He'll just sit there. Did you do it, Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Yes. Did you not do it?
Yes. Did you kill Kennedy? Yes.
Did you assassinate Lincoln?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's. I hope that's all he's ever in.
Justice Gore Levitt, a one-man show.
Exactly.
He's the kid who probably didn't do it.
You saw the great documentary. Now watch the unnecessary movie in 3D.
Wait, are these being made by Pixar? Because they're really popular at making those type of movies, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to see Joseph Gordon-Levitt go so unnecessary that he plays Jim Carrey playing Charlie, what is his name, Man on the Moon.
Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
He needs to go there while Jim Carrey's still alive.
It'll be beautiful, all of those. And it all has to be in 3D, Bill. Because it'll be like, watch Joseph Gordon-Levitt in a Wisconsin accent cry real 3D tears.
Joe, do you think he'll ever end up in his own biopic?
I hope so.
Biopic of Joseph Gordon-Levitt starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I know. A lifetime of playing people he didn't need to play.
Hey, it can't be any worse than John Malkovich when he's in a movie inside John Malkovich.
Yeah. Being John Malkovich.
Yeah.
This is a really good movie. I haven't seen that since the 90s. The 90s, man.
Actually seen all of it.
What? It's a good movie.
I feel like seen parts of it. I'm like, oh, I should watch this. Probably should watch it from the beginning. Kids don't get what's going on.
I think it's the best John Malkovich movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It's my favorite.
What about Con Air?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cyrus the Virus.
Con Air's pretty good.
So, yeah.
Speaking of Cyrus the Virus, who's this guy in front of me?
Well, we didn't introduce Joe or Bill.
I said Joseph.
Joseph.
Oh, yeah.
That's where the Joseph Gordon-Levitt tangent.
It's hard to keep track of where this goes. It derails so quickly.
Exactly.
What?
Did we do the Bill?
Yeah, well, we just did. You're a Bill.
I'm just a Bill.
The hostess with the mostess.
Woo!
Yeah.
I just Gordon yeah. love it.
Exactly. No, I'm serious. But Alex, you did miss the boat on that, though, because I could make an argument that watching the Wire movie in the big theater, everything up to when he's walking on it was totally unnecessary, but watching is cool. But if you watch it on video now, it's gone. But
if
I can't
really,
make
if they
any
put the
arguments.
Actual documentary on the Big D, that'd be awesome, because there's so many great shots from that.
I know, but I can't make any arguments for the Snowden movie, because
yeah, yeah, that's just
it's
wow.
about the news.
Yeah, you just go, because seriously, when you get a documentary of Snowden watching his own news story break.
That's
what,
so
do you
if
need
it,
a movie to
if,
recreate
if it does
that?
Well, in the box yeah. office, I don't know how to explain
I could
that.
Support them doing it. They did some artistic, they made artistic liberties, like Snowden. He's actually like Liam Neeson. Like
I know.
Someone
do
of
like
his
a
family's,
Jason Bourne.
Yeah, his family member's kidnapped, and that's why he has to do
honestly,
what he's
I'd be okay with that. And, like that'd be awesome. More interesting to watch.
And then he ends up just killing a lot of people.
So, like, do you know that George Clooney movie, The Man Who Stared at Goats.
Yeah.
That's originally very loosely based off of a BBC documentary that didn't have like any action or let's go to Afghanistan, but it was very loosely based off that. If they did something like that with Snowden, that'd be fascinating. That'd be really fun, but.
Well, and it doesn't have to be a joke because there's a.
No, it wouldn't have to be funny. It could be dramatic.
Yeah, but. It's like, well, I mean. A joke is in the concept of making that movie is because yeah, there's like the other movie. I'm trying to remember who was in it. It was a dangerous. This is gonna kill me.
Can you describe a part of the movie?
Okay, you have a guy.
Whoa! Yeah. Great
okay.
start.
And this guy is a game show host / CIA.
Oh, Confessions of a
yeah,
Dangerous Mind.
There you go.
Yeah. That's and George.
Name that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's the actor who played that?
George Clooney. He directed it.
Yeah, speaking of George
he directed
Clooney.
And acted it?
Yep. Yeah.
I was going to say, speaking of George Clooney, Brad Pitt.
No, he's like Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck's like, I only act good when I tell me what to do.
Yeah, but Ben Affleck has his 100% batting rating.
George Clooney doesn't.
His 1,000 batting rating.
Like directing. Every George Clooney movie I've ever, I don't know why this is, but every George Clooney movie I've ever watched for his secret agent, it's been a comedy because it was, it was the Coen Brothers movie.
Oh, yeah, Burn After Reading.
Yeah, Burn After Reading. And then the other one I watched was The Man Who Stared at Goats.
Yeah. Well, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind kind of has a quirkiness to it, too, a little bit.
So he can't be a straight-laced secret agent. Like, he can't just be like, you know, your dad's secret agent. He has to be a weirdo or dumb or funny or something.
Exactly.
Awkward socks.
I know.
So much talking than silence.
Exactly.
I think we made a point, guys.
You still need to watch Hail Caesar, Alex.
Yeah, that looks really good.
You can see him becoming. Well, no, I won't even say it.
Well, isn't he only in it for like 10 minutes?
He's a fair
okay.
chunk of
is
it.
Is he a good? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's present in it.
Because up in here is like, for the most part, what you've seen of people in the movie, in the commercials. They have like an extra 10 minutes worth
yeah,
of scenes.
Yeah, most of
and that's
it is
about
just
it.
Cameos for yeah. a lot of it. Because there's no central star besides Josh Brolin. He's the central glue of the show.
For famous people, it's like putting superheroes in the Avenger yeah. movies lately. It's like,
I
you
know.
Got put there and there and there.
Bill, you'd like it because it's like four rooms. Because yeah. it's basically Josh Brolin is walking around and just having chance cameos with other people the whole movie.
Yeah.
And there's no central plot, really. But it's pretty awesome.
But there is something that ties it all together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, loosely. George Clooney is the most central part, but for the most part, it really is just like a day in the life of Josh Brolin running a movie studio, and there's lots of things he's dealing with simultaneously.
That's not a bad concept.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always a movie can't be a slice of life.
And it has the best use of Channing Tatum. Well, I don't know. I liked him in Hateful Eight.
Magic
too.
Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And Magic Mike.
Two. But was it bigger, larger, and magicker?
And
yes.
Magicker.
And
yeah.
I don't know if it was uncut.
I know. But yeah, but Bill, and then I was still sad, though, because I don't think they were ever playing simultaneously, but that's the only reason I would have watched the Risen movie, because Hail Caesar is the making of that movie.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Magic Mike.
No.
I thought you were going to be like, I want to watch Magic Mike and the Big D.
Same with, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he didn't see the uncut version, but he did see the edited version.
Yeah, I still watch Magic Mike.
I want to at least watch the first one.
I heard that. Like you don't have to bother the second one.
Yeah, if you have to choose between the two, watch the first one. The second one is more the, we're going to go on this show where we're going to be the best dancers and win prizes. So basically...
That sounds rough.
You bring it.
Yeah. I enjoy good movies, but there's just something about Magic Mike that I find off-putting. I can't put a finger on it.
I just forgot. And the second one, they spend like 3 days driving what would actually take you about, at tops, 2 hours.
Oh. So they tried to pull Priscilla Queen of the Desert thing, but it turned out it was just like a trip across town.
Yeah. Well, like from one city to the next. Hmm. Maybe if we were driving down to Salt Lake. Take 3 days to drive down to Salt Lake.
Yeah, you could do it. If you really took your time, you could do it.
With my driving, it would be...
Yeah, just stop in Tremont for maybe a couple hours or a night. Just stay overnight there, like enjoy some... I think they got some pizza. They have like a pizza thing going on there.
And Franklin. Can't forget Franklin.
Yeah, you go to Franklin. Yeah.
Go look at where the...
go to Brigham City, get some fruit. Oh, you can do that. I was surprised. Like, I drove through... This is how long it's been since I drove through Brigham City. I noticed they had a Verizon store. I'm like, oh my God, they have cell phones here. Because Brigham City, like it before, it's just fruit. Come buy some fruit. But you can buy a fruit and a cell phone. You could like just buy a cell phone and some fruit and call someone and tell me you bought fruit.
Hey. Exactly. You can buy a cell phone with a fruit on it too.
You could buy a banana phone.
Yeah. Ooh. Or an Apple phone.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, you know what you can do with your phone?
What?
You can give more than just thumbs up on Facebook now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could give like not angry, happy ones. You can give
angry?
Yeah, they got a ragey one.
I'm all raging. Like, I don't think I've done an actual like since the rage option became available. I've just been all rage.
I know. And is that technically the dislike button? The compromises, let's make it an emoji?
Well, you could be like if someone presents something, a situation like... Oh, look at this genocide. You can either do a crying or a raging emoji.
That's true. But it also serves, too, if somebody posts something that they don't like, you can rage like it.
I've been raging against cute animal photos.
Yeah.
You're so cute.
Just makes me furious. I want to start posting, like, comments and then just raging against my own comments.
It is pretty ingenious.
Oh, you're going to be one of those people who's like, I posted this.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it. Of course I like it. That's what I like about it.
I've done that before, or like I've posted, I'm like, I'm the only one who's going to like this. Boink, and I do it. Now I'm totally shameless about it.
At least Reddit, puts in there like, you gave yourself a one-up because you posted it. Of course you like it.
Well, I am going to do the opposite. I'm going to be super furious at everything that I post. So, I'm just going to say, why did I do that?
So here's the thing. I haven't actually done any of the emojis.
I haven't used one either.
They're animated. They look really cute.
Well, it started explaining to me, and I'm like, I just need to check this thing on Facebook. So I like threw it off to the side, and then like a day later, I was like, oh, there's other things.
Well, it takes more effort to do it than to just like, because the like, you still just hit click, but to rage like, you got to hold it and then pick your face. Or you can hover?
Yeah, you can just hover.
Well, you can't hover the phone.
Yeah, like on the computer?
I put my finger over my phone. Yeah. Hover. It's not activating.
Well, on iOS, you can sort of do that. Like iOS, where it's got force touch, you can like just barely touch it. If they enable force touch with the Facebook app, that'd be really cool. It'd be like, hard to it. You could get a menu instantly.
Bill, you need to do the emoji. You can be the guy who has a... inappropriate outpouring of emotion. Just love everything.
Yeah.
Isn't that what a thumbs up is?
Yeah.
You can super comment. Like it.
I know.
I love it.
You go back through someone's activity feed and then just love everything. Go to Brian's activity feed and there's everything he's the love like.
Though, because he's often.
Oh, but when he comes back, he's going to find out.
Be like, what is this? People can love and rage like.
So much love. Yeah.
It is good, though, because the dislike, I thought, was going to start lots of issues. So this, it really is, because if somebody's posting something, like, political or whatever, then someone can say, either like, if you put the little rage, either they're super angry at you for posting that, or they're super angry with you for posting it, but it's ambiguous.
I think it's good.
So it's pretty ingenious.
It's like, the like thing is, like, the like thing only works in like limited situations, but people have used it for other things where the emojis make more sense. I think it's going to really change the dynamic of Facebook, how people like interact with each other. Because all of a sudden you're going to open up a channel of dialogue of like, so you don't just like this, and there's like there's more context to it. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to change the way Facebook works, because like Facebook is just weird, and like it's like likes have become like a weird sort of like popularity contest currency. Mm. It's where this adds complexity to it, as maybe there should be with human emotions and opinions. Yeah. I think it's going to change the way people interact with Facebook. It's going to be slightly more like reality.
Although
that's what my prediction is. It doesn't mean it's going to be.
Right now,
that makes sense, though.
People are pretty cautious about it because I haven't seen many people throwing around the rage. Like, I throw it like confetti. But most people are pretty cautious.
Use it while you got it.
Yeah.
I've been hesitant, too, because I think that, as Joe said, there's some ambiguity, but I think the presumption or the assumption, rather, is that if someone's raging against your comment, especially if it doesn't seem like it would be rage-inducing, then they're like, they just don't like me. And so far, I've just had to make a point of saying, I'm raging against everything. Don't take it personally until I tell you to take it personally.
You are literally also the only person who is raging against your own comments right now. No. I was looking at your last post. There is only one emotion on it, and it's you.
Yeah.
It's an angry one.
I was super furious at it.
Here, let me see how this works.
Yeah, it's fun to rage.
Although I think that is a legit rage. I'm upset that movie was made.
It is true, though, because people have... What is it? Yeah, like when people post sad stuff, too, that you're like, you don't want to like the fact that you're going in for surgery.
Yeah.
So people would just rely on the comments.
Hey, guys, first round of chemo. I like that.
I know. So now you can weep over it.
After a long bout of fighting, Little Tribbles has died.
Our like
hamster.
I'm trying to write.
But then the awkward thing of that is like if people start to pay on this contacts, it's like, I liked it when Tribbles died. I liked it a lot.
Alex, you need to do an experiment. What I'm trying to do is like draft in my own head the perfect status that represents all of the possible emotions that in my mind I feel like it's all equal, but it'll be funny to see which emotion inspires them most. Like, put something in there that offends people, that makes them happy, that makes them sad.
You could go off the angle. If I mean, you had the, you could use your grandpa. You could be like, he was a sweet guy. He was loved by everyone. He's gone.
Exactly. Aww. But I'm glad he's dead.
And they tell the funny story about how he ironically broke his hip in the nursing home.
Exactly.
That he went to because he was concerned about breaking his hip at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will be interesting because I do have at least one Facebook friend who posts some blatantly racist stuff.
Wait, you're friends with Donald Trump too?
He is a Trump supporter for sure. In fact, he makes endless posts about that. But he also really loves his...
He's a Trump gump.
He is, very much so. And he has his Confederate flag posts all the time. Yeah, and
not like they lost a war.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, and no one has done an angry post or an angry like with him yet. So I think that people are aware that this could cause conflict, and I think people are somewhat unused to, like, they don't know what to predict, and so they're not going full force into the "your post made me angry." And so,
I thought you just liked it before.
I know. Oatmeal has really awesome extra things too. They have their posts of like, "Dear Facebook, these reactions are not enough.
Oh yeah,
you need more." Mm-hmm. And they're really good.
There's a doo-doo one in there, wasn't there?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's the ones that I like too is the ones like, "I read this while pooping." I read this while crying and pooping, which is true.
Yeah, it's one or the other. It's gonna be like 50-50.
Yeah.
There.
I've been known to Facebook and poop. So I would like
wait,
that
what
too.
What else do you do?
Cry and
you?
Poop.
Yeah. You're like.
And there's a reason I played The Binding of Isaac. It's probably because there's a lot of common there, a lot of crying and pooping.
Yeah.
So, you guys, if I start raging against your posts, just take it in the spirit that it's offered.
Don't worry.
It's just rage. Just
I have
rage.
Already raged against total. Your most recent post.
Just rage against
I didn't even know what it was about. I was like, rage.
Yeah. Until Facebook adds it, I'm just going to comment on everyone's thing that I like, crying and pooping.
Yeah. There you go.
It was gods of
crying
Egypt.
Ball pooping.
Yeah, it was gods of Egypt. It had a great consensus of how bad it is. One of the best ever.
Yeah.
So it's hit, like critics have watched it.
No, here you guys. Oh. This is the critic consensus. It says,
I was rooting for that movie.
Look on
too.
Gods of Egypt, ye film girls in despair. Nothing beside remains. Round the decay of this colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away.
Oh, that makes me feel like the preview looked bad for that one. I was hoping it was actually going to be like either good or at least a sleeper hit or something.
Because really
it was Jamie Lannister's breakout, whatever that guy's name is.
I know.
I was thinking it was either going to be really, really good or a really pretty movie with a terrible plot.
Yeah, I was hoping it would be really good.
You don't think it looks like theater pretty?
It looks like a PS3 game.
I thought it looked like 300, and I guess that looks like a PS3 game too.
But it's too bad because I really like the idea of the gods of Egypt and everything like that. But yeah, I kind of figured that it wouldn't turn out great.
It could be so good, like all the classic myths. Mm-hmm. Like there's so many human stories in those.
Well, they
you can make great movies out of the Greek and Egyptian gods.
Yeah, and they're going to make a television series that has something like that tangentially, like Gods.
I thought they did. It was called Stargate.
Stargate. Yeah, that's true. The movie and the show.
They're gonna make a adaptation of Neil Gaiman's book.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be stars. And it's totally going to go through. It had been in production
hell
for
a while.
How do
you make a TV show out of that?
I don't
know. That should be a movie.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it.
It reads like a screenplay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably gonna, instead of following faithfully with the novel, they're going to take the concepts of the gods and just run with it. And
Gaiman, a lot of them have backstories. Yeah,
it'd be like Westworld. They're basically doing that too,
which has been delayed again.
Mind blowing that they're gonna make a TV show out of that.
I don't know how you make
like it's like things go wrong at a theme park. How can you do that every episode without being a comedy?
That's been pushed back again, so it might not even be released this year.
They're still looking for Yul Brynner, like, and his agent. Like they can't find him for some reason. Nobody told him that he's dead.
It's like, I didn't see this happening. Possibly. It's too bad. I wish Yul Brynner was still around. He was a really good actor.
I was really surprised the first time we watched Westworld. I know. I had no idea it was going to be that good. It was so good.
It was really insightful, too. Like, it predicted a lot of stuff that did happen. Mm-hmm. Because didn't it have... it had a good exploration of artificial intelligence, and it also did that. There's something about computers like viruses. Mm-hmm. I think it predicted
that. That's why it's the robot started going wild with the virus.
It was computer
that's
virus.
When Michael Crichton was on his A game when that movie was put together, or when that book is written.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's based
he just did the movie.
Yeah.
But he was on his A game. That's when he's writing his really great stuff. And
yeah. So it was pretty impressive. I like that movie.
Yeah, that's so good. Like, and watching that was like super creepy. It was so creepy. Like, Yul Brynner was like the best Terminator.
He was pretty awesome.
Because like you watch the dude, like, oh my god, he is the Terminator 10 years before Arnie did it, and he did it better. Like, just he is so cold and menacing. Because I mean, like Arnie's Terminator, he was scary and he's like kind of. I mean, he had the unstoppable machine thing. Yul Brynner like had like his robot had faults that he played, but. I mean, like, just that thing was like such like a menacing evil killer. Arnie's thing just kind of felt like a dumb robot that's out to kill somebody. This is like a machine that was self-aware and wanted to kill people.
Yeah. And was being exploited. Like, he wasn't, because Arnold, he was totally not the victim in any way at all. He was a killing machine. And Yul Brynner's perspective is that he was used as a object, like he was exploited for the entertainment and consumption,
and to some extent, like his like primary function was to kill people, but not to really do it. But then there's such a confusion of like, what's my purpose in life, and when we make a machine that has a purpose and it is not down with that, or like it wants to execute to its full potential, it could be a robot walking around killing people,
and
it could look really badass while doing it.
Yeah. Yul Brynner are badass. But yeah, it's actually kind of like, speaking of the HBO series, they also delayed their Lewis and Clark series that they're making, and they canceled their David Fincher series. And so HBO's in a lot of trouble. Like, all of their stuff is. And also, Vinyl, which cost $100 million to make for the first season.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Wow.
It was like $30 million for the pilot, $100 million for the first season. That's
what's so expensive about that show?
I don't know. I guess it's like Martin Scorsese, and they have their music? I don't know. They have a lot of music.
They have to recycle all this plastic, reprint all this records.
That's true.
It's
yeah.
so expensive.
It is. Yeah.
They should have just gone with CD. They should have called it digital.
if you watch Marco Polo, you can see how a $100 million budget can just go wrong.
Man.
Hey, it was apparently good enough they made a spinoff of it.
A spinoff?
Yeah, there's another one about the monk.
It's like a prequel one. It's where this came up because, maybe that's why I brought Marco Polo, because it came up earlier. I was having late lunch with some coworkers, and we brought Marco Polo and how terrible it is. And he mentioned there's like a spinoff one. It's not as bad as the regular series, but it's still pretty awful.
Is it already out?
Yeah. It's been out for a while.
Oh, wow.
Because on Netflix.
I wonder when the second season's coming out. I say this out of curiosity, not interest.
Sometime after Daredevil? I don't know.
I think it was released.
Are you planning on just like not having internet, like just staying away from the internet for a while?
He's going to rage watch.
I am going to. No. No, I don't think you could rage against it.
Are you
going to
angry watch?
It's because.
You're going to lose for one thing if you try. It's got 13. It's got 13 in the chamber. It's.
yeah. Well, we didn't rage watch the first season. We
watched with like mild amusement. We tried to find where they spent the money. That's the first thing we tried to figure out where the whole budget. Well, we could not find it.
Yeah, I remember when they're doing the spoiler alert. Their siege, and then they
the final
launch
battle.
The rock from the trebuchet, and it just looks so cheesy.
The digital rock.
Honestly, you get like 50 college students together. You get a laptop. You get a copy of Final Cut Pro. You could have that like the finale for Marco Polo done in like one afternoon for like $200.
Maybe
$500. Just buy like just buy some like beer and throw it in a cooler to pay all the extras, and then like the Final Cut Pro is about $200. Yeah, you could do that for about $500. You could remake the ending of Marco Polo.
I wonder if they had like a Heaven's Gate thing, because there's that notorious movie where even the actors were saying, "Yeah, it went over budget, but most of the time we just spent it on drugs and partying."
Maybe that's what
it is.
Maybe
Vinyl's doing. Like, they
I know,
have their
yeah, there's no
desk full of drugs.
There have got to be projects where like there have been these huge investments, and it's all just been for like just like for parties and like just blowing the money on whatever.
Yeah,
like somebody just kept the money. Like every time that happens, that's got to be what's going on, because like the money's not just going to disappear.
I'd like to believe that with Marco Polo, and I'm thinking, yeah, Vinyl, because I agree with you that $100 million, unless something really big happens in the next few episodes,
maybe Marco Polo. What happened there is they had 6 months to shoot, and the first 5 months they're just partying all the cash away, and then the last month they're like, oh crap, we need to make a show, and then they just hurried and filmed something really quick that last month, like put it on Netflix, go.
Wait, that'd be a great show on its own. Just recorded at this party. Like,
pitch it to Netflix. Like, you remember that really terrible show you made, Marco Polo? I want to make a mockumentary about the production of Marco Polo.
That
can we get the
deep.
Same actors back? It's like, yeah, there's a lot of call for Mongolian warlords. We kind of got these guys in a retainer. We can kind of just have them do whatever.
Yeah.
They're working the mailroom right now.
The thing is, the guy who plays Khan in that show, Benedict Wong, he's actually in a good movie recently.
Really?
A movie called The Martian.
Oh, yeah, it was. Oh, geez, I didn't recognize him in the polo shirt.
Yeah, that is him. Yeah.
He was good in that. He played the overworked engineer fantastically.
Yeah. I know this because I watched it again.
I did not recognize him with hair and not wearing cheesy looking armor.
The polo shirt.
And the polo shirt. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. He's wearing a polo shirt under the armor. he had the collar popped a bit.
Well, that's when I said Marco. There's your polo.
Marco's polo.
I know.
don't know why I did that. It's actually, that was
show title.
Yeah, Marcos Polo.
All right. Yep.
Yeah. He's got a little crocodile on the armor, just like a little tiny one. Of
I just want a clothing line called that.
Marcos Polo. Yeah.
Now available at Kohl's.
All right, let's hit our sponsor moment and then do some more. Our sponsor is Carmack Pinehurst 11, located at 4355 Yellowstone Avenue in Chubbuck, Idaho. And they, with along all the other Carmacks, have their popcorn special bucket and Stimulus Tuesday, where you get $1 popcorn or soda, or both, woo, for $1 each. And their matinee prices are reduced.
I see you guys with your buckets. With your buckets, I get super jelly.
Oh, look, should be.
You know what the great thing about the bucket is? You go get the bucket, and then you get these like little bags they give you for free, complimentary bags. And I fill the bag up, and I give you some of my popcorn.
No, it's illegal, Bill. Only bucket people can share their bucket popcorn.
I just shared it.
Yeah, Joe's making no, like, with other bucket people.
No.
Like, if I forget my bucket, I can eat some of it. But Alex can't. Because he's not one of us.
Like, I heard Joe grab some popcorn, and he just slapped my hands. And we're like, no, you don't have a bucket at home.
Exactly.
Come on, man. I just wanted some popcorn.
Like, no. Try the annoying teens in the next row behind. You're not getting any of our popcorn. Yeah, Alex.
I didn't realize there was this kind of stratification going on with popcorn.
It is. It's elite.
Yeah, serious.
I didn't either. I guess I just share my popcorn. I'm just like that.
I look down on bagged people, too. The people that just buy popcorn but don't have it in a bucket
as
well.
Yeah, they're just posers. They aren't like...
Yeah.
They're
I'm like, obviously, this is your one movie of the year, bagged person.
I just love that Bill's like the Tolstoy of popcorn. He's like, just give it to everyone and you're the czarist.
I know. He's
like, no. It's only within this oligarchy of popcorn
Bill,
holders.
You don't share indiscriminately your popcorn.
Actually, I do. You don't.
Yeah.
All right. Well, movies then. The last week we talked about a new Predator movie being talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that new
what do they call this new Predator movie?
Well, let's think. The new Predator movie officially is going to happen.
It's kind of a really great title, right?
Well, it's released a poster and an official title. Yes.
Awesome.
They thought long time about it.
Lay it on me.
Clearly.
Ready?
What is the title?
Okay. Well, the poster says, "You'll never see him coming."
Yep.
Oh. Yeah.
Which is good because then that'd be NC-17.
Yeah.
Oops.
Well done, sir. Well done, sir. But I do want to say, if they did call it "You'll Never See Him Coming," that'd be a fantastic movie title for a Predator movie. That should be the title of this movie.
But no. It's just called
The
Predator.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, let's go back.
Let's go back to "You'll Never See Him Coming."
No, it's awesome too. Is that he's going back to Earth to fight a planet full of Adrian Brodies. They're like,
instead of predators, it's Brodies. There's just a ton of them.
I know.
No, I just want them.
Yeah, war's bad. Yeah, I know. I've been there, man. Yeah, me too, man. War.
Man. Yeah, and then the Predator will come up and take him out. He goes, oh, man, I didn't see him coming.
That'd be amazing comedy. It's just a bunch of like CGI Adrian Brodies, and there's a dude in a rubber Predator suit, and all the CGI Adrian Brodies are just like standing around talking about the Predator, not seeing him coming.
Because they're like, this time he's back on their planet, but not really, because it's Adrian Brodies.
Even the love interest is just right, Adrian Brody. It's just him again wearing a wig.
Yeah. Yeah, because they can pick up where it left off when they're leaving the planet. And they're like, aren't we going back to Earth? And he's like, no, I'm not from Earth. And he kills everyone else and he lands. They're like, welcome back, Adrian Brody. Thanks, Adrian Brody. Like, hey, I think you got a stowaway. The Predator. Never saw him coming.
Actually, what Julie says, that's probably going to be a better movie than what they're
talking about. I really want to see that movie now. That sounds a lot better than The Predator.
That would make a great Rick and Morty show.
What, even Alien versus Predator had a great concept.
Yeah.
And then it sucked.
Yeah, no, I don't know how they keep screwing Alien movies up.
No. What happened with those? I think they went through the verses. Like, every nerd in the 80s and 90s was like, well, what if we put Jason versus Freddy? Then like, people had these giant ideas behind it. Oh, Alien versus Predator. Who would actually... Star Wars versus Star Trek. And the nerds make these great stories. And people, Hollywood's like, oh, people really want to see this. And then they go, well, the nerds have made up their great movie ideas, and we could... not do any of it.
Yeah. What AAA actor needs work today? Yes. Okay, let's stick them in there. Now let's craft a very terrible screenplay around them and other movies they've been in.
Yeah.
Let's try to make it like every other franchise they've been in, because we want to make money off this. Mm-hmm. There's no point making a good movie if you don't make money off of it.
That'd be nice. Like, I know that I think Bruce Willis, his career has kind of hit bottom with the unsuccessful Die Hard ones. Oof. And Jean-Claude Van Damme is nowhere. They need to do a Die Hard crossover with Hard Target. Just, that would be pretty great.
Wait. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
Street Fighter versus...
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Mortal Kombat.
Oh, my God. I'd watch that. That'd be so good. Yeah. It's a really old Jean-Claude Van Damme. And then we get like... let's see. Who's in Mortal Kombat?
I don't remember the bad part.
They just get Scorpion.
Kerry, what's his name? Who played Shun Tzu.
And who's the guy that played Raiden, too?
Yeah, Christopher Lambert.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That'd be really good if they just got the, like, did a reunion of those two casts and just made, like, a very terrible, campy crossover movie.
I don't see why they don't.
The license for that won't be that much. Like the Mortal Kombat license is worth, like, nothing now. Hey. The Street Fighter, you can buy a license from Capcom for any of their IPs for, like, next to nothing. Like, I think a can of Fanta would get you, like, any Capcom. I really do. Street Fighter 2 cans. But I think if you want to make, like any Capcom IP, I think you could get away with that. Oh, that'd be amazing. If Jean-Claude's a listener, you got to make this happen. I know that Geico commercial paid pretty good. You can afford this. Here's a few Geico commercials. The one you did the splits.
Yeah.
I love that commercial. That's my desktop background at my last job for a long time. Just him doing the splits.
I actually saw him.
Was either him or Chuck Norris?
Yeah,
Chuck Norris. It was him from the. It was like the one from the Geico ad where he's wearing the.
Didn't Chuck Norris also do one for Geico?
Did they?
Or was he the one between the planes?
I know they did one with him.
There was one with them between semis, and there was one with them between two planes flying next.
Oh, season. They're both Jean-Claude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I totally thought.
I don't think that Chuck Norris. Oh,
okay.
No, he's old man Norris now. He doesn't do that.
I didn't think it was. I didn't think the one between the planes was real.
No, it was.
So.
Actually, I don't think it was real.
Awkward sauce.
They did better in George Lucas editing. Okay. How about with Capcom? We can talk about.
Oh, speaking of IPs, you can buy for a can of Fanta. The Mega Man Legacy Collection has come out for the Nintendo 3DS, so you can today go out and buy a retail copy or download copy for $14.99 of the Mega Man Legacy Collection for the 3DS. It only came out 4 months after the, maybe 6 months, after the Xbox and Sony versions came out.
Alex, is it pretty Mega Man?
You know, I actually even played it. I've beaten all six games on it, but I haven't even taken out of the box yet. It's in terms of stuff that you get that's not the games that you've played several times before, it includes like a bunch of like concept art. It includes some video game, like some of soundtracks from the games that you can like play instead of just playing the game. It's pretty okay for a collection. It's not like the best like anniversary collection they've ever done for Mega Man. The best one is called the Mega Man Anniversary Collection for the GameCube and PS2. That one included 1 through 8, plus the Mega Man Power Battles. This one's only Mega Man 1 through 6, which is weird that they did that and then released it on like modern consoles. I don't know why they did that way, but that's what they did. Anyway, I just bought because I was going to get the original 6 games through the eShop. Well, if you wanted to do that, it was going to cost you, let's see, I got pre-order mine off Amazon and I paid like $20 for it. It would cost about $30, $40 to buy them all through the eShop. So let's see, 5, No, it would cost $30 because it's $5 game for eShop games on 3DS. But yeah, it is a slightly better deal than buying them individually. Plus, include like the extra like concept art and fun stuff like that. Nice. I'm a big Mega Man buff, so that's exciting.
I can't tell.
Oh yeah, for listeners at home, I am literally wearing Mega Man headphones. This is how bad this is. Bill, I didn't take him out before I got into Bill's house. Otherwise, I don't think you'd let me in.
Yeah, he literally is. It's not figurative at all. There are Mega Man headphones right there. That's pretty impressive.
And they blink, and you've been wiping the fingerprints off.
Yeah, because Jimmy keeps reaching over and just poking them because she wants me to be upset and not happy.
So my only thing with you wiping them down is that you're wearing them, so they're getting all your ear funk on them.
All my ear goop. Yep. All my ear goop just gets squished.
But you're worried about the outside, like, oh, these need to be pristine.
Well, nobody's going to see the inside. Except for me.
When you're cleaning it after the podcast.
I'll just look at me like, there's my hair goop. Now nobody's going to put them on. I got my hair goop in them.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to put them anyway. They look stupid, but I love them. Yeah, this is a weird Mega Man collector's item that came out like they announced it, I think, 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And when the company announced it, I can't remember the name of the company. I'll see if it's sticking in the show notes. But they said, oh, we're doing limited run these Mega Man headphones. Who wants some? And a bunch of Mega Manners like, who? Me. And they did a pre-order. And the delivery date was like a month later. It was like the shortest pre-order I've ever done for like a weird collector's item. And yeah, they delivered them. And like, oh yeah, you want some thumbstick covers for your game, for your game console? We make those too. Here's some free ones. Thanks for pre-ordering these headphones, bro. It was one of the weirdest pre-orders pre-orders shouldn't be that easy. Well, no, they should be that easy.
Yeah.
It's just that I've never done that with something like that. These are actually pretty all right headphones. This is like the longest I've worn them.
How much were they, Alex?
They were $100.
Whoa.
$100.
Alex.
I know. There's so much shame.
Jamie the librarian.
Wait. Yeah. Do they have Bluetooth?
Nope, not even. These are plain old headphones. They have a rechargeable lithium-ion batteries.
So they can light up.
So they can light up. Yeah. That's all they do. They light up and you plug them in and listen to things. But these are my full-time headphones. I bought them for basically like when I'm from my computer at home and to impress you fine people with.
Oh, so they don't even have Beats by Dre in there for the audio?
No, they're Rockman headphones. Rockman rocks.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's his Japanese name for the listeners at home that aren't huge Mega Man obsessed nerds.
I think I might play Mega Man again. I might actually get that legacy. Like I've been playing Shovel Knight.
It's on the PlayStation Store. It's like $15 on there. Like if you just want to play the games, definitely go for the download one. If you want like the box, go for the retail one. Obviously, but
no go, man, because I don't have internet.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I don't even have a phone, man. I am. Yeah, I'm the rebel.
I don't know if they did a retail release for the other consoles besides the 3DS. Not sure on that one. But yeah, if you do end up downloading it, $15 is not bad for 1 through 6. Especially because if you actually wanted to buy those games on their own, the cheapest of the lot is Mega Man 3. That's over $20. The most expensive one is Mega Man 6, and I've seen that at the lowest, like $80. In like the last few years, and I've seen up to like 100. It is a very expensive cartridge. Mega Man 5 is about as bad too. They if you want to get NTSC cartridges, those two are really expensive because they didn't make many, and it's a really high demand game because all the Mega Man nerds that want to get a complete NES collection want those games. Jamie's giving me this look like you're the guy who completed the Game Boy collection in Mega Man. Be Mr. Unpractical about? And Jamie, I completed the Game Boy collection of Mega Man games. Two of the ones I bought are actually bad games that Capcom farmed out to another developer. I just bought them so I could complete the set.
And you paid how much for those, Alex?
The most expensive one is actually a game that I had once owned but then eBayed to a guy in Germany, which is a sign I probably shouldn't have sold him. But the most expensive one was $80. For Mega Man 5 for the Game Boy, this is a game that they don't have color in.
Yeah.
they couldn't sell you the color. They just sell you the black and white.
It's Game Boy, just Game Boy?
Game Boy.
Whoa.
Wow.
Just Game Boy. Mega Man 4 for the Game Boy is the second most expensive one. I bought that for, I think, $60. And that's one of the not good ones.
Alex, how much money has Mega Man sucked up from you if you had to ballpark it?
Not just games, but actual accessories.
Everything. Just how much Mega Man... How many trips around the world, Alex?
This is the question that we could put. Jamie we could put trying to get out
a monetary. We could put a monetary price tag in it, but if we want to talk like just time I've lost in my life and like the amount of brain cells occupied by Mega
money
Man,
and then
there's
time.
No dollar amount that can cover all of that.
Yeah,
like so much of my life has been wasted to an Astro Boy ripoff who wears blue underpants.
Yeah,
on the outside.
Yes.
Yeah. What about money wise, Alex?
Money wise, $3,000-$4,000 maybe.
Wow,
that's Jamie. that's my ballpark for Mega Man. I'm talking over the course of my entire life.
Yeah,
still wow.
Yeah,
I know that's
actually,
impressive.
Well, through your entire life, I would think that number would be bigger. Really,
I'm
sure your Batman number is way.
Yeah, that's like my Batman number is
because I'm going to count
really large.
I'm going to count like all the times that my mom rented me a Mega Man game from the video store. And I'm going to count all the times that I've, like, all the Mega Man toys I had as a kid growing up.
Okay.
And,
I still say 3,000 doesn't seem like much.
I want to say about that, like, in terms of just, like, random Mega Man crap I own, there isn't all that much. Like, if we just want to go off stuff off my Mega Shelf, that's maybe $500.
Your Mega Shelf.
Yeah, I have a shelf I'm going to call the Mega Shelf. But, yeah, I'd say that's probably about it. But, yeah, over time, there have been a mega quantity of Mega Man crap I have bought. Or my mom has bought for me, and I probably haven't adequately expressed my gratitude as a son. So,
I guess you have been given things too that you have to buy.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's good to have something you're that devoted to. I can't think of anything that I am that devoted to as far as nerdy stuff.
Well, okay. So I was also thinking like my Batman collection might be larger. Or
yeah, I think your Batman collection trumps
because.
Me.
There's more franchise there.
Like that and there's more merchandise there. There's only so much Mega Man crap I can buy. I noticed Bill has a Batman shower curtain. If there's a Mega Man shower curtain, you bet your sweet patootie I'd own it, but they don't make one. I'm taking a
like
mega shower.
Like in Bill's bathroom right now.
I know.
Why? I mean, that is where we are. We're all kind of crowded around the sink right
That's
now.
That's usually where we are.
Yeah.
It's like, Bill, is your bathroom open for business? And then we just go
Joe just sits on the toilet. Jordan on the tank. Exactly. I just kind of like cross my legs and sit on the rug. Bill sits in the bathtub. Jamie sits on top of the
sink.
What
type of rug is it?
A bat rug?
Yes.
A bat mat?
Yes.
Alex, that's still... That's still impressive, though. I was... Because probably my Takashi Miike movies, it's the weirdest collection I have. Even that, best, probably $1,600.
Whoa.
Well, he's made 1,600 movies.
I know, but that's what I mean with 70 movies about. Yeah. But that didn't come close, so $3,000 is pretty impressive.
That's just my guess. I'm thinking that's probably about right if we want to factor all that in. In terms of stuff I've just got right now, it's a lot less than that, I think.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because I was even thinking about, because I have a lot of my Batman stuff isn't, I don't have anymore.
Yeah, like I've had so much Mega Man crap that I used to own. It's gone. It's gonzo now, which is kind of sad. In particular, that Mega Man 5 for the Game Boy, I owned a copy that's like near pristine. I bought it new. Rather, my mom bought it. My mom bought it new! And I just enjoyed the benefits from it. And then I sold off on eBay. And then like I went to, why is it CG in Las Vegas? I found a copy there. And like the cartridge had like a little, I think some kid chewed on it or something. There was like a tooth mark or something on it.
There was still
and they're charging $80 for it. And I was like, there's a tooth mark on this. Do I really want to pay $80 for it? And I'm like, wow, that's the best Mega Man Game Boy game. And I whipped out my Game Boy right there on the floor. I'm like, can I put this in my and try it out? And the dude's like, yeah. And like he was like just watch you make sure I didn't do any funny business and like swipe the cartridge or something, and I got it right there.
I got one more thing. The Batman would because like your Mega Man, you're going just for Mega Man. Would the Batman collection just be Batman alone,
no.
Or Batman and the Bat Family stuff?
Or
DC overall.
I'm a Mega Man purist.
DC overall. That's too expensive.
That'd be like Capcom.
Yeah, right. I'm definitely not like a Capcom guy. Like some Ghosts and Goblins or Ghouls and Ghosts.
Yeah,
I like some Goblins and Ghouls and Ghosts. I like a red man who red bearded man who like throws lances and like runs around his underwear. Like, I like people who throw things around their underwear, apparently. But no, I'm definitely a Mega Man purist. It's like Mega Man and like to a much a later, a distant seconds Mega Man X. But yeah, in terms of like franchise, it's like solidly Mega Man.
Okay.
Yeah, I am just totally, totally close-minded about that.
Good. You're making me think about it. That's why I'm like, how much have I spent or gotten spent on me on this? There's a decent chance it could be. So if we're doing Bat Family, that
the Bat Fam,
the Bat Family,
yeah, the Bat Fam.
The good guys, the bad guys, and everyone.
The Fam of Bam.
Oh gosh, I could almost go 15 or 20, possibly.
And you'd never recoup that much money.
No,
that's
why you open up the toys.
Right,
they're never gonna gain that much value.
15 or 20,000.
Yes.
Whoa. Yeah, that's a
the special editions of the games, the special edition on the movies, the toys, the bat curtain, the
autographs,
the comics.
Yeah, the autograph. Well, no, actually, I haven't gotten their autographs.
You got a couple autographs, don't you?
Oh no, I do have Adam West. I got the bat. The
do you have Kevin Conroy's?
No, I didn't get Kevin Conroy's.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I know.
That's the one we got.
Yeah,
Bill, that's impressive.
Do you want my Wii U game you signed? I still haven't played it yet. I told him, I was like, oh yeah, you were great in this. But when I was in the hotel room before we had him sign it, I hope he's a listener. When I was in the hotel room before we signed it, I like did a quick Google search to make sure he actually voiced Batman in that one.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to bring him a game he wasn't in.
Honestly, it's not a bad idea. Hey, it's like Ray Park when I got him to sign the him as Darth Maul. I was like, hey, I have this poster. It's actually probably the best poster from episode one. Could you sign this?
Definitely the best part of Ep 1, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is very true. The fight scene was the only redeeming factor of Phantom Menace.
They should have just cut that down. But like, look, we shot a bunch of other movie. It's terrible. We can't show it to you. Here's this.
A fight scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you won't watch it again. We'll leave it up to you. We'll play as many times as you want. You got like an hour and a half in here before the next group has to come in and watch the fight scene.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone have anyone they want to see at Fan X? Like, do you actually want to get their signature?
Yes. Buzz Aldrin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope he does a moon painting.
That would be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that guy's a painter.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he paints now.
And he paints with moon dust. Like, okay. It's actually in his paintings.
I thought that was a joke, but now I'm really excited. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. So
I don't know how he would have collected it, though.
His moon dust.
Did he collect it from a stage?
Oh, jeez.
In Hollywood?
I know. Yeah, it is a big conspiracy. Stanley Kubrick was in charge, apparently. Yeah. I'm going to say that to his face. Like, quit lying.
Because I know Joe's excited about the Backstreet Boy.
No, I'm not.
He got one?
They got the cannon.
They got. It's the Nick Carter.
Or
the zombie guy.
Yeah. I don't know my Backstreet Boys. Yeah. I thought it was Nick Cannon.
No. Nick Cannon's the drumline guy.
Okay.
Is the secret, like, secret reveal guest going to be the remaining Backstreet Boys?
Maybe. I just thought it was funny that he's invited to FanX.
Apparently because he's making.
Yeah. And then
actually, I was kind of impressed.
Was
with
he
that.
Invited, or yeah. He just buy tickets? They looked at hey, let's make him a guest.
Exactly.
We'll give you a free pass if you just like fill up a booth. We'll put you next to the candied almonds. Next to the candied almonds and pecans.
That's your favorite
table.
Booth at Salt Lake Comic Con.
Like
Alex
I just show up
out there.
I just kind of show. Like I'm usually the first guy there. Like I order a tube of them, and like I don't care. I don't need to see anything else because I got me some candied almonds.
I really want to see him now too. To say like Nick Cannon, I really enjoy your music.
I do know if Brian actually was around in the area. Who he want to go see?
Who?
Norman Reedus.
Huh? We should go get a picture with him and then like rub it in Brian's face when he comes back.
Oh, that's so sad.
Like,
maybe we could do is like I could just get one of those green like spandex pullover hoods and we could just I could just put that on and get the picture with him and be like, we're just gonna Photoshop our friend's face in for me.
Who's there that? You go.
Nick Cannon.
Oh. Okay.
I know there's so many. There's even so many franchises.
Like, there's a lot going on.
They have the Doctor Who franchise going on. They have the Star Trek franchises. And
Star Trek for now. We'll see what happens after the third movie.
And the X-Files franchise. A bunch of them.
I hear that. Gillian Anderson's going to be there.
Oh, Gillian Anderson's going to be there?
Yeah, that's true.
Mitch, I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
I don't know who that guy is.
He was in X-Files.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's the FBI chief.
Pileggi. Yeah.
Pileggi. It's Pileggi.
Mitch Pileggi.
Yep.
Is Gillian Anderson going to have a panel? Or are they going to have
Hooray.
Hey, he's Supergirl's adopted daddy.
What?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, my God.
In the TV show, he's the... When Superman shows up, he drops Supergirl off with them.
No.
And her adopted mommy is Supergirl.
Dean Cain?
Yeah.
I just remember seeing him in God's Not Dead. Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
I still watch that. Yeah, it sounds... You gotta watch that. Sounds like a... It's got the dude from crap Hercules.
Yeah, him too.
He's the prof, isn't he?
He's the professor who is the professor of philosophy, and he forces his students to write God is dead.
You know, I'm not even like excited about the voice actors.
When they did the voices for Harry Potter as you know, Wacko and. Oh, actually, this guy is probably Jess Harnell.
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of our favorites. He also did like Ozzy Osbourne as one of the voices.
I shouldn't be down on it. It's just that they happened to pick a script for a franchise I don't care about, and they didn't voice the Animaniacs, which wasn't my favorite WB cartoon. See, I was a Freakazoid guy.
I still love Freakazoid too.
Freakazoid's so good. Like, I just never got in the Animaniacs. This wasn't my thing. Just didn't like that's a Spielberg thing. I just didn't do, but Freakazoid was my jam.
Did you know why it was Yakko, Wacko, and Dot?
I saw the graphic about Dot being a it was because they're the Warner Brothers, but then there's the
it's Dot Bros, yeah,
yeah,
and then Dot is at the end of it
because they have a dot at the end of the logo.
Yep.
which seems kind of why do you put a period in your logo?
I know that is weird.
Yeah.
So you can just be bros.
It's always been there, though.
You can't.
Yeah.
Since, like, they started.
You can be bros. No, you can be bros.
You don't just have JC Penney. Before bros was in...
Sorry. Another... The Smoking Man.
Yeah. See, I still don't... Yeah, no. Does that mean they're going to announce David Duchovny? Do you think he's going
to... They're working on it.
Yeah, but what else is he doing?
Right?
He did. Like, Californication.
He's going to do the X-Files again, but so is everyone else in this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I haven't seen
like all of his coworkers are going to this thing except for him, and he's not doing anything else. So.
Yeah, Gillian Anderson, she's famous for X-Files, but I'm excited because I like Hannibal, and she's in Hannibal. So, yeah, it's a good show. It's better than Hannibal the movie for sure.
Well, when we do cons now, I'm more excited about like thinking about our costumes more so than like what we're actually going to do there.
Yeah, I agree.
We still haven't settled on yet. Like last year, we were on our A game. We had our costumes like done.
Oh, whatever. Ouch. Our Belcher ones were like very last minute. It was like the week before. And I'm
that's true.
They're pretty awesome.
We should do that again.
We just wait and see, or should we do those costumes again? Do you want to wear the hamburger?
I might just do the hamburger again because I can't think of anything.
Yeah, costumes are the best part though.
Mm-hmm.
The hamburger is an oldie but a goodie.
I should be. You could be like Deadpool Burger. You could go as like Deadpool but wearing a burger.
You should
I think
be
after the movie. There's going to be that much, many more.
There are going to be so many Deadpools.
Yeah.
No, like, Alex, you could be a chimichanga.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Deadpool would approve.
I think
you'd be followed by Deadpools.
Yeah, the Deadpool. Yeah.
I could just do that, like lure him into a panel van, just get rid of all the Deadpools. Like, find every Deadpool in the place and just get him out.
Clear him out.
And, like, as the door in the panel van closes, I'm like, you ruined Cable! And I just slam the door shut and then tap the back of the van that drives off a cliff.
Wow, that's well thought out.
Yeah. There's going to be a cliff nearby.
That sounds
everybody...
like the next movie.
Yeah.
Everybody should dress up as the same costume. That costs so much chaos at Comic-Con. You need to start rioting. They're like, get the Deadpool.
Wait.
Why don't we all dress up as Flash?
It's
and then
true.
We follow each other.
Around. Yeah.
We're moving really fast.
I'm tempted to dress up as Keira Knightley as Cable.
But that's a good maybe. Photoshop.
Yeah.
Also, with the success of Deadpool R-rated movie, the next Wolverine movie is officially being R-rated.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Hey,
I would be excited.
Is it gonna be Old Man Logan?
Yes, it's nice. His last. It is his last Wolverine movie.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, third time's the charm, hopefully.
Yeah, I know. That'd be good.
Wait. Hey, oh, for Stallone Wolverine. I was like, what? What do you mean third time? He's been Wolverine so many times.
Did you see the thing about Batman where it has its R-rated director's cut?
Which Batman?
Batman vs. Superman. Or Superman vs. Batman.
Batman v. Superman?
Yeah.
So they're going to do a PG and an R?
Well, I think they're going to have the DVD release will be the R-rated cut.
Oh. Huh. I don't know how I feel
now,
about that.
Well, everyone's accusing DC of just being like, quit following Marvel.
But... Okay, well, they basically did that with Wolverine, as it was, because there's the unedited... And that's always why I thought, it's not an R-rated release. It's an unrated, and you just didn't care, and you don't care about the rating system. Because you don't need to have the movie re-rated to have it released on DVD.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why the DVD version of Wolverine, the last one, is way bloodier and way more intense. The only one that I knew that was being released that R-rated was The Killing Joke. And it's the first... animated.
It's going to be R-rated?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, how could you do that really any other way?
Yeah, I agree. Oh, actually, I think we've discussed this before. This shouldn't be new information to me.
I saw a tweet that the guy who is directing the next Ant-Man, that one's going to be NC-17.
That would be pretty amazing.
Marvel's keeps like stepping up again and again. Like, they can't show previews anymore because they're so filthy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they show ant-sized previews.
Yeah. Like, the first Squirrel Girl movie, it's like, guys, we had to bury it in a desert in New Mexico. This can't be shown to anybody.
It's like, our execs watched it, and one of them actually died from shock. Literally died from shock.
Yeah, we see what she does to Galactus. It just, wow. Words cannot describe. I'd tell my grandchildren about it, but they'd probably be dead by the time I was done.
Before I forget, it's interesting that you should mention the unedited Batman, because they're doing that with The Walking Dead, actually, with Negan, because he swears a lot. They're doing the television version where he doesn't swear, and then they're filming an entirely new to-be-released on DVD version where he does swear.
Really?
Yeah, so they're filming two different versions.
Actually make purchasing the DVD of the TV show worth it?
Yeah,
I know. Because
I'm like, why? Well, I guess if that R-rated was released to Netflix, like all the other movies. Yeah.
I'm sure that the R-rated version will be released to Netflix.
Unless it was released to Hulu. Like, you could watch your show, your R-rated version, the day after you didn't watch the PG-rated version.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that, because I do know that they're definitely filming two different versions with him.
And like, all right, do it again, guys, but swear more.
Exactly. They are
really? Because he does swear all the time in the comics. Every single thing he says has a few F-bombs.
It's AMC. They can get away with that sometimes.
No, not with that. Walking Dead.
Really?
Well, they did it a little with Breaking Bad, because
they muted it.
Yeah,
they
muted it. Mm. But like, to the extent that Negan swears, they're just...
Yeah, you start muting too much of that, it just seems comical.
It seems like South Park, in fact.
Exactly.
I don't even think South Park's even edited anymore. But there was another show that was a comedy, and the person would swear, and they just beep. And it sounded more comical than actual... Yeah. Serious.
Jamie and I watched the DVD collection of the Venture Brothers, and compared to like the when you watch it like on TV and it, like they actually had the bleeps, I actually think Venture Brothers are funnier with bleeps.
I think so. I think
like
that's
bleeps
true.
Are actually really funny. Yeah. Like, as we actually hear them, like you're like waiting for like, oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah,
because we've all heard those words before, and they don't add any comic value. But the bleeps,
it makes it seem
hilarious.
It makes it seem taboo. Yeah, you're basically laughing at like something that covers what something else that should be funny. But I don't know why. Like, I think it's funnier.
No, I agree, because I'm so used to South Park being uncensored now, where it's released on the DVDs, because I think since, like, season 10 or something, they started doing that. But I was like, I wouldn't rebuy 1 through 9 unedited, because classic South Park is funny, because they make actual jokes based around the beeps, too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how are you going to do that? I don't want to hear the long tyrannical. Maybe there wasn't even one, too. I don't know.
Kenny's got a dirty mouth, though.
Yeah.
But if we actually hear it, it's like, because in your imagination, it's like just trying to put something together.
Yeah.
If they actually let it fly, then
Well, yeah, and even Kenny was funny for that too, because that was their way to like subtly get around it. Is it just muffled swearing that they can't beep?
Yeah. But it is too bad with The Walking Dead that they even are forced to do that. I wish there was like a watershed sort of deal, like with the UK, where they have after this hour you can air the content you otherwise could not, and then just list it TVMA so parents are aware and everything like that, and then have the swearing. In addition to the gore.
Isn't in Britain also you can watch those shows on their broadcast anyways, on their internet?
Yeah, you can watch it on the internet, I imagine.
Yeah, because they, where it's government-owned, they rebroadcast a lot of their stuff.
Oh, there you go.
As long as you have a British IP.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I think you can watch a lot of it live as long as you have a
British IP. Yeah, for the BBC and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be nice, but unfortunately, we don't even have the watershed thing. I don't, or at least it's extremely.
No, we
restricted.
Do, but it's like past midnight.
I thought it was
Comedy
10.
Central.
I thought 10 o'clock was the cutoff.
I don't think so, because a lot of shows are still shown around there, and I don't.
But they're more adult themed.
Yeah. Well, they might have released it. I knew Comedy Central a long time ago. It had to be around like midnight or something. Then they would show all their stuff unedited.
But even was it totally unedited?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I didn't know there was a watershed.
Like, I had no idea that they did that. And then just, I think it's like a poker night or something. I heard the TV like saying stuff that you couldn't say on TV. I was like,
yeah, because Comedy Central would do like its stand-up specials that had lots of profanity, and they showed like the South Park movie that has tons of profanity.
Yeah,
and they showed it unedited in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that really surprised me when I saw that, and I just like okay, I'm like okay, I guess they can do that now.
And that's the beauty of DVRs; it doesn't really make any difference because you can just record it and go to bed and watch it at 9 a.m. and you're like, all right,
with commercials.
It is too bad that we can't just do that like a more reasonable hour for a watershed, because pretty much everyone has access to the internet. Mm-hmm. Like if you're gonna
and
watch,
also the people who are adult enough to watch the watershed hours. Mm-hmm. Want to be asleep.
Yes.
Yeah. Very true.
I know, exactly.
Very
true.
It's only like teenagers that are staying up for it.
That's true. My days of 3 a.m. Cowboy Bebop was reserved to being 16 years old. That's not happening anymore.
Yeah, wake up to school, go to school like the next morning, just totally sleepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't have to deal with that. My brother had a TiVo like really early on.
Nice.
And I would like just record so much crap, and he'd yell at me for just doing tons of Law and Order. He's like, you don't need 4 hours of Law and Order every day. I'm like, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Like, he would come home and just like start deleting all the Law and Order. And like next day he came back just full Law and Order again. Because that's when TNT like did like 4 showings of Law and Order every day.
Dun, dun.
It's like G4 back when they would play Cops. We're playing Attack of the Show.
And Cops.
Cops.
Yeah.
And more
play.
Yeah,
and Cops.
I liked X Play.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's
bad. And American Ninja Warrior. Before the local channel picked it up.
Yeah, that's true.
And more Cops.
Yeah.
I feel like G4 could have done well. I think they just like they just became relevant. Like they started way too late. I think if they started earlier they would have had it.
No, because they got it from Tech TV.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, switch
and
to
before Tech TV, it was ZDTV, which is Ziffer Davis, and Ziffer Davis is the guy who used to make a lot of those tech magazines.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he sold it to somebody, and they made it Tech TV, and then they sold it to Comcast, who made it G4. But I think it was there and evolved and everything. But
what Comcast did with it, like when it wasn't like just making money hand over fist, like, well, just syndicate Cops on it.
I wonder if any of that.
Or they think about any new stuff, too.
I hope that's a Jeopardy question. Anything of what you just said. because that's detailed information.
I watched. I saw ZDTV come on the air.
They lay out that whole spiel, and like nobody's like asking a question on Jeopardy. And Alex Trebek is like, I tune in. This channel shows Cops at any hour of the day.
Yeah.
What is G4?
Exactly. We should make a like Trivial Pursuit game Geeks Are Wired.
And the button is this noise it makes.
Exactly.
Like I hold my hands down with my thumbs up. If you attach my thumb and go. After Joe gets, I go.
Thought that the other sound that is hated among some people on the table.
Who hates that sound, Bill? Everyone loves that sound.
No, not the blue blue sound, the other sound that some people around the table hate.
Oh, yeah, I don't think Jamie likes the sounds I make. Jamie, like when I started just making noises, Jamie checked out.
Just white noise.
It happened.
The sad thing, like, this is like her being at home. Mm-hmm. Like, the sad thing is we're going to go home. It's just going to be me sitting around going all the time.
Yeah.
No one reacting to it.
No, I'll be sitting, I'll be sitting in the living room petting the cat, just making noises up in his face.
I just want to see how that starts. You're just casually in the living room, and then Alex is just...
Yeah.
And there's, like, one light on in the corner, and, like, just the overhead light isn't on. I'm there till the wee hours of the morning just sipping my scotch.
Yeah.
It's like a David Lynch movie. To make sure you don't wander off.
Actually, I'm kind of surprised you're not more entertained by his noises because you watch all the anime. I just think, you know, anime was on.
Right.
And you walk in, it's like, oh, it's just Alex making noise.
Yeah.
Just want that experience. Someone
he's
just...
not weepy enough for me. I like the weepy anime.
I've got names for like all the genres that Jamie watches, like the ones that are like the high school romance ones. I call the weepy ones because there's always the weepy people in them.
Yeah.
there's like people that are really sad, and so I call them weepy ones.
I've been trying to find the saddest anime. And
The Fireflies is pretty friggin' sad.
It doesn't make me sad.
That doesn't make you sad. That bums me out so bad. I just want to like just lay down across train tracks and watch that one.
No, Jimmy recommended 5 centimeters per second. Yeah, which I wanted to get to until I realized I didn't have a phone.
Oh, I thought you were saying because not subtitled, and then I couldn't ever watch it.
It's because he's stuck in the, you know, like the 1800s.
Yeah.
He has a PlayStation 4, but no internet, no telephone of any type.
Wow.
I wish they had PlayStation 4s in the 1800s.
You could come to the library, because now that I've been working at the reference desk, I get it like the computers all face me while I'm working, and so I get to watch like Naruto and stuff while people are watching their Netflix on the computers at the library. So I get to watch TV while they watch TV.
Yeah, I can turn it on inappropriately loud so everyone glares at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did watch an anime called Now and Then Here and There, which is supposed to be one of the most depressing ones, and it really did. It got really, really bleak because it was inspired by the Rwanda genocide.
So, you know.
Yeah.
So
that's a great thing to put on the poster. Inspired by the Rwandan genocide. Yeah.
But it didn't depress me.
Alex and I have been watching probably the best anime ever.
What's that?
It's called Oromatsu-san.
Oromatsu-san.
And it just started and...
Give some background on what the history of this is.
Okay, so it's based on a manga from the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually, originally it was about these sextuplets who are like 10 years old and they're just kind of crappy kids and they just get into trouble all the time and are just annoying. And so they started a new anime this year that's called Oromatsu-san, and it's when they're adults now and they're neets. They don't do anything. They just live off their parents and there's 6 of them. And it's really fun. I don't know.
It's also really weird too because they take some really interesting creative choices and will just make it like just make a, they're all episodic.
Uh-huh.
It isn't a serial.
Okay.
And they'll just like just do something because they thought it was funny. There's one episode that's like so dark and funny. It's awesome. The whole style of the anime is very like, it looks almost like Charlie Brown or like Peanuts or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's got this really simple, simplistic style to it. And then like you'll watch one episode and it's like, well, there's all these very, very heavily detailed and heavily rendered people. Like, they're very realistic looking. Like, it's animated. Like, it's very close pattern after reality. And there's this office drama where there's this 40-year-old man who nobody in the office liked him. He's kind of dumb. He wasn't like handsome or anything. And like, there are all these people that like, there are a couple people in the office trying to make friends with him, but the popular people kept steering away. Like, oh, you don't want to hang out with him. That guy sucks. He has like eat his lunch alone. And the whole episode is just kind of a bummer following this guy's life. And you find out, oh, he goes home. Oh, he's one of the sextuplets. And he and his other 40-year-old sextuplets brothers are all going to have dinner together. And that's the reason he didn't go out drinking with all of his work buddies, because he's going to go home and have dinner with all of his brothers. And meanwhile, this girl that was trying to make friends in the office earlier and trying to be nice to him was going to go over his house and like bring him some food because he couldn't go. He wasn't going with them. And she's like, well, I'm worried about him because he's older and he's a shut-in and he should be more part of the group. So she goes over And she just drops the bag in horror and starts screaming when she looks through the window. And when you're looking through, you see the six brothers sitting around having dinner. And like clearly it's a dinner for six people, and there's like six place eggs for it. And then it cuts back, and then it cuts back again. And it's just the one guy just like talking to his other brothers. All his other non-existent 40-year-old brothers.
Wow.
There's like a 15-minute build-up to that one moment. I feel kind of bad rooting for any listeners at home, but if you have Crunchyroll, you need to check it out. It is so funny.
What's it called again?
Oromatsu-san.
Okay. I think I got
O-R-U.
O-R-O.
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 And it's simulcast, so yeah. It's currently airing in Japan, and then Crunchyroll has rights to simulcast it with English dub. It's
M-A-T-S-U. Oh.
Yeah, it's really funny. Like it takes me a lot to get me to sit down and watch an anime. This one's really funny. Yeah. It's like legit funny.
Yeah, it's really fun.
I only slightly botched it.
That's all right. I've spent a much of this week dedicated to that anime. Like, so
how much of this week? Much
yeah, I have like things to do, and like if I know Jamie's watching, I just put down our watch.
Yeah,
it is yeah, so
we had,
funny.
That's why the truck still hasn't been fixed.
Yeah,
no. You did push it out of the garage. So that's nice.
Is it on Hulu?
Mm-mm. Oh, it's only Crunchyroll.
Okay.
Micro.
Oh, sorry.
You did it again. You didn't talk in the mic. Yeah. Quit not talking in the mic.
No, it's only on Crunchyroll.
Okay. All right. Well, we probably should wrap up. We went along again. So anyone have famous last words? No.
Dion?
Dion!
War! War is hell! Yeah. Good luck, Predator, on the planet full of Brodies.
Yeah, Brody!
I saw you coming.
Marco's Polo, now available at Walmart.
Yeah.